spelling out the sanctions. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. When pressed at a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris reiterated that if Russia attacks Ukraine, sanctions would be severe.
Our position is for us very clear, which is as a leader, which we have been bringing together the allies.
There has been fighting between Russian separatists and Ukrainian forces in the eastern part of the country. Thousands have fled that region.
That's what the Ukrainian military has been dealing with all week, this artillery and mortar fire into their positions along the line of contact there in eastern Ukraine. These Russian-backed separatists are really hammering the Ukrainian military even at this hour.
Fox's Trey Yingst in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. To the north, Russia is extending military drills in Belarus. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for COVID-19. Her symptoms are said to be mild. Buckingham Palace says the Queen will continue with light duties. The 95-year-old has received 3 vaccine doses. Hong Kong is struggling to tamp down a surge of new COVID cases. Restaurants, hair salons, and religious sites have been ordered to close. Isolation units for 10,000 people are being built. Authorities in Southern California are investigating why a police helicopter went down last night in shallow waters off Newport Beach. One officer was killed.
Nicholas Vela was a 14-year veteran of the force. He leaves behind a wife and daughter. Later on, fellow Huntington Beach police officers formed a procession in his honor. The department saying Vela served with, quote, honor and dignity. The officers were responding to a call for service when the chopper went down.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, a second officer, was critically hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia is believed to be behind a series of cyber attacks last week that knocked a bunch of Ukrainian banks offline along with government offices. In the U.S., cybersecurity experts are bracing for potential attacks here if the U.S. sanctions Russia.
If Russia were to attack Ukraine and America responded, U.S. intelligence officials say that there is a risk of becoming the target of Russian cyber attacks. Critical infrastructure would be the area of greatest concern. That includes power plants, banks, and water treatment facilities here in the United States. So private companies have been called on to make sure that they're equipped.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Officials say at the moment there are no credible threats to the U.S. One of the largest refugee resettlements in the U.S. has been completed. All 76,000 Afghans evacuated from Kabul over the summer have been transferred from U.S. military bases to communities across the country. The Biden administration has faced criticism for not properly vetting refugees. The surge of migrants at our southern border doesn't just impact border states.
People that cross in Arizona or Texas, they don't stay in Arizona and Texas. It distributes throughout the entire United States. We're talking about Ames, Iowa. We're talking about Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. We're talking throughout the entire United States.
Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. He tells Fox News the migrants crossing the border are one thing, illegal drugs are another. How many of you have ever been stuck in an elevator? In Miami, a fire rescue crew had to break through the wall of an elevator shaft to rescue two people trapped inside an elevator on the 37th floor of a building. Hammers were used last week to break through concrete. Crews then used flashlights to locate the trapped people who were pulled to safety. No injuries were reported. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.